Monday, May 7, 2018, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, 1:30 at 3:02 p.m. regular meeting. The board will also be meeting at the College Center for the Simcoe Economic Development Plan. That meeting is not recorded.
Well, I'm going to die.
Sooner or later.
Healed up a little bit.
I don't have that much anymore.
Are we on?
I used to play three times as much with that.
Okay, let's call the Board of Commissioners to order. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the open meeting act is posted on the wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Okay, there was no quorum at the 1:30 meeting, so we're calling the meeting to order now.
Yep.
Okay. Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay, consent agenda items. The approval of the previous minutes, April 23rd. We got the payroll claims, accounts payable, which there was just a couple, one or two items in there, if I recall right, among your insurance and et cetera. And then the approval of the quarterly reports of the Veterans Service Office and the Sheriff and Jail. So everything is here in order, so I need the approval for the consent agenda items.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin. Second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. We got Rodney Harris of 107 Hanks Way, South Sioux City, would like to discuss dust control on the Old Sawmill Road west of Rotunda Way and possible future paving of the portion of Old Sawmill Road in the future. Is Rodney here?
You don't see him.
No go.
Come back.
Okay, we'll come back if he shows up. We're going to move on to B then. Jody Arbar, come on down. You were requesting a special liquor license for an event held at 455 240th Street, Homer, Nebraska, on June 16th, 2018. Is that correct? Yeah, why don't you go up to the podium there and you can state your name and your address for the record.
You want the bar's address or my address?
I don't care, whatever.
Jody Stoos, 2520 Kennesaw Road, Hubbard, Nebraska.
I forget my address once in a while, too.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to give you the bar.
No, I know. But I do. I have forgot my address, believe it or not. Okay, so anyways, so you're looking for a wedding reception event?
Right. It's being held in a barn.
In the bar?
In the barn.
In a barn?
In a barn.
Okay. What questions do we have or concerns for Jody? And that is going to be at 455, right?
Correct.
The 240th Street.
Yep.
Homer.
At Crum Wheaties property.
Crum Wheatie?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's Casey Crum Wheaties wedding reception.
Of a 240th Street.
Yeah. What are the hours?
I put 2 to 2, but Kyle is expecting to cut everybody out of there at midnight.
Okay.
So I think that's when the DJ gets done.
All right.
Is at midnight. So we just figured Rita's going to be bartending that night. So Rita Northrup.
Sure.
So, but we're going to be on hand, and then we'll just cut everybody off around midnight and start closing everything down.
Okay. I think it's a good thing. I'm going to make a motion to approve the special designated liquor license for this event on June 16, 2018.
As long as you're invited for free drinks all night long.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill and a second by Kevin on the special liquor license for 455 240th Street.
Kevin?
For re-wedding.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll sign this here. Right, the top one, right, John? Yeah? Okay, we're going to move on to C.
Actually, it's down, just sign it down below, so I'm not supposed to write Dakota County.
Oh, that top one?
Board of Commissioners, yeah.
So it's here? It's so awesome, isn't it? The best. I don't like it, my kids can forge it pretty well.
No.
Who can't?
No, I don't.
Today, I haven't seen you forever.
What's that?
I know you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's why and all of a sudden I seen you, and I was like, okay, yeah, yeah.
You look a lot younger than him.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt, she does. Look at her. She hasn't changed.
Okay.
I was about ready to say, I can't believe this woman's underage and she wants a liquor license, but.
There you go.
Take notes.
All right, thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to C. We're going to approve a contract between Dakota County and the Civil Engineers and Contractors LLC for the services on this survey, the preliminary final design construction documents, approximately the 1 mile paving improvement on M Avenue south of Hubbard, Nebraska. This is a topic that we talked about last week, and here we are again. I know that unfortunately Fred had a loss in the family, and he can't be here. But I think that we can probably move on without Fred, I do believe. Do you guys think so? One way or the other, or what's everybody's thoughts?
Yeah, I think we can move on.
And I know there's a few people here from the area. Oh, get Trudy over there. Look at that corner. Oh, yeah.
Was there something?
So anyways, this is where I stand at on this, okay? And I feel myself that we need a project going on in the county, okay? And you could sit there and say, you know, the county is broke. Okay, well, first of all, the county is not broke. And the way that I look at this whole ordeal is, you know, the budget restraints, yes. But I feel like, you know, being conservative is for as long as we have with you know, projects that need to be done in the county. And, you know, if you pass that on to, you know, the mill levy, if you will, you know, so be it. And we've ran the numbers. It's very little. I mean, if we want our county to improve and make improvements, I mean, that's basically what's going to have to happen. Otherwise, we're going to go dormant. You know, that's the way I see it. And you can look at that 100 different ways. You know, my thought process anyways. You know, Bill made a little bit of a statement earlier, and it made sense, but in the same time, it's like, I just don't like the part of going dormant and not doing anything, you know. You know, we've done that. I've seen that in 2010, you know, not buying, you know, maintainers or buying, you know, police cars and et cetera. And I know we're talking a road, but obviously, you know, if we can get a road paved, that's just that much, you know, if it's hard surfaced any form or shape or way, that's just one less, you know, mile that we got to deal with. And we all know that M Avenue, you know, that's an issue, that road in general. You know, it's heavily trafficked, the hill. You know, of course, we got, you know, the beautiful Danish Alps, Cramper Lake out there. So, you know, that's my input. I think everybody knows where I stand at on it. Obviously, if you don't understand what I just said, I think you know which way what I'd like to see, you know, happen. So, and I know without a commitment from all these other entities that we met with on the roundtable discussion. You know, the last things that were said, we went back and listened to the minutes that we were going to, you know, they wanted figures, hard numbers, to figure out what it was going to take to do this project. Because how does anyone make a commitment? And unfortunately, you know, that dollar amount is going to be laid onto the county. You know, it ain't like they're all going to chip in and say, okay, hey, we're going to help pay the $30,000 or whatever it is for the engineering, you know, cost. So I guess that's, you know, it would be nice to have a commitment, but I think if something happens, I mean, if we really push and shove, I think we might not get the money like next year, you know, or the year after, but I think if we can make, you know, make something happen and maybe get a long-term commitment, you know, a commitment out of these people, if it's, you know, Papio, I think they're probably going to be, you know, the way I take it, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think they're probably our quickest resource to help us out on this deal. You know, with Winkler and what's his name, Schumacher. So, anyways, feel free. Anybody want to add how they feel or?
I think it's a hard situation, like you say, with the finances that we're in. And I agree with Scott that sometimes, you know, you can't just sit by and not do anything. I think, you know, having looked at the numbers and you know how it works out if we decide to do it. And how it affects the mill levy, that it's not going to have, you know, much of a very small effect on the people of Dakota County. You're not going to get dollar for dollar back on almost on a lot of the things that you do. Sometimes it's a quality of life thing. And Dakota County doesn't have a tremendous amount of places that, you know, that people can go out and do those kinds of things, stay in Dakota County where they don't have to go over to Miner's Bend or they don't have to go over to place. So I think that if we can improve this place that we have, and I did go out there on Memorial Weekend last year and have a number of friends that go out there and have tried to drive out there every time I go back and forth to Wayne or anything, and it is definitely a place that's getting used. Are we going to get our money back from people staying in hotels or buying minnows? We're not going to get all our money back, but I think that it's definitely going to improve the county.
It ain't going to hurt it any, that's for sure.
May I speak?
Yeah, feel free.
Okay. I'm Jean Grove. I've only lived in that area for 6 years. I mean, I'm from Dakota County, but as far as living off of M Avenue. And I have noticed that the county maintains it continually. It's not ignored. I mean, people think it just, you guys let it go, but it doesn't. You maintain
Thank
it.
You for seeing that.
You do. I see them out there all the time. They gravel it all the time. They maintain it all the time. And my thoughts are, if it was paved, look at the time and the money you're saving, even on just that 1 mile, because that 1 mile has the gravel just disappears. I mean, you put it on and you put it on. And so in that side way, as far as the money, I think you're going to save enough money just for maintenance on that little bit. On the other side of it, I just came from the Dakota County Rural Economic Development meeting. And one of the things they talked about was accessibility for businesses in residential areas. And I think if that part of the county was paved, it could encourage either business or residential development out there because of the lake area and recreation. It could, you know, once if there's a paved road to access it, it could develop more compared to the road that's there now. And they also talked at this meeting about what you were talking about, the friendliness and getting out of the city and living in the quality of life. And so I think that this meeting I was at commented that all the small areas around Siouxland should be looking at quality of life because that's what brings people out here. He was talking about people living in Lawton and Mobile, how they're growing. And it's not people, not because there's jobs in Lawton and Mobile, it's because they want the quality of life. And I think Hubbard has a good chance to have the quality of life. And by paving that road, you're encouraging development in the county. I think by paving any road, you're going to help with development of the county, which is going to bring in industries and residential districts.
So you were at the Simcoe meeting, I take it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You were there.
Huh?
You were there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Is Ted Japp here from the NRD? He had planned to be here.
He sends his regrets. He had something come up. He could not come in the last minute. So I talked to him. I have some information. And then also Vince Cramper is here with some information.
Who's that guy? But Trudy, why don't you, if you want to get up and speak for...
If you don't mind, let him go first.
That's fine. Whatever you guys want to do there.
I won't have anything to say when she just...
You figured that out, didn't you?
Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, we have a real jewel here in Dakota County. Every county would love to have an established like what we got out there with Danish Alps State Park and Cramper Lake. It was a $17 million project. And now, some of the things you're talking about here, how are we going to get our money back? Before we built that dam, we had to have an estimate that it had to make 3% on its investment, so the total cost of it, it has to come back. Well, this particular dam comes back at almost twice that, 6%, 5.9% is what's going to be coming back to the county. That amounts to $800,000 to $900,000 a year is coming back to the county through the use of the dam, through the taking care of the land, to the campers, to the gas they go and use, the dinners out and so forth. That $800,000 to $900,000 a year is coming back to the county. Some thought, well, there's no tax on the land on it now that it's late, but this money is still going to be coming in, and that's a great asset. Like I say, every county would love to have an asset.
Who's getting that money?
Pardon?
Who's getting that money?
The county is people. Pardon?
I haven't seen a check, guys.
One. Is this projected money, or is this concrete numbers that is going to come into the county, not into other pockets?
Okay.
Where's this money, where's this number
okay.
actually coming
from? For instance, one of the biggest assets of it is the controlling the flooding in the area, which causes every few years, there's a terrible floods that come through there, 4 to 6 inch rain does a lot of flooding. And this is costing the farmers money, which in the long run costs all of us money. And this is going to stop all that kind of flooding and so forth. That's the biggest asset. The campers asset, from what they're going to use, that's minimum, but the people, the businesses in the county and so forth are going to make that money. Like I say, we don't maybe see the dollars ourselves, but it's coming back to our county. And otherwise, we can't afford to build dams like this. Now, NM Avenue, like I just heard here, is a very busy street without anything done around there and the truck traffic. But the campers, some of them have said that were there Memorial Day, said they cannot come back because they just about spin out going up the hill. It's just too steep. If it was concrete, it wouldn't be any problem. Now, the Environmental Board Trust, which I have been on, we could apply for a grant, and this would be along the road if it was built, detention cells, contouring, erosion control, and grass planting. We could get the money for that if we put an application in, and we would no doubt get it.
Hang on a minute real quick. So if it was paved, they would take care of all the erosion on the side of the road, the grass, and all the above?
We put a request in for whatever it costs and make an application, and they give $19 million a year away. And I always thought it'd be great, you know, everybody would love me because we've given us money away, but there's more people apply for it than get it, so now I'm the bad guy. So it don't always work that way. But there's a very good chance of getting the money for that.
Okay,
our state senator says anytime she can do anything to help, she's more than willing to help.
Joni?
Yes, right. And Kyle... I can't pronounce your last name. The head of the Department of Roads and anybody pronounce his name? I'll try.
Magalia?
Shy Nice Wise.
He's from Lincoln, not Norfolk, too.
Okay.
Right, he's from Lincoln. He's the state department head of the roads.
Spell it for me.
Okay.
How do you spell his last name?
Okay. S-C-H-N-E-I-W-E-I-S. Anybody got a clue?
Oh my God.
Kim does.
Kim?
Anyway.
Okay, last year, less than a year ago, he wrote a letter back to me in regard to this and discussed the road with the new recreation area and most likely under formal jurisdiction of Dakota County. And any improvements would likely need to be led in the large part by them. That said, here at the state, we are trying to find ways to partner to support transportation needs and economic growth, which you guys were just talking about. across Nebraska. Much of what we can and can't do is carved out in statute. However, but we are committed to taking common sense approach to partner to solve these problems whenever we can. And finally, if you pass along my contact intro to the Board of Dakota County, which I'm doing right now, I'd be happy to serve as a point person to see if there are any resources might be leveraged across the state government. In other words, he'll do anything he can, but you guys are the ones that have to request it, have to lead the way and want it. And now, Trudy will talk a little bit about game and parks, and then. But the county does need to have to be the leader in this. It can't be an individual or some club or something like that, because these are all in statute how they're supposed to be done with. So unless you got any questions, that's really what I've got to let know. Just to let you know, there is money made from this park. It isn't all outgoing.
Good. Thanks, Vince.
Thanks, Vinny.
Any questions?
I don't believe somebody have any questions for Vince.
Let Trudy can finish up on
okay. This. Sounds great. Thank you.
Can I approach?
Yes.
No. Okay. Gene and my dad have both... I'm Trudy Jepson from Hubbard. I'm sorry. Gene and my dad have both said things that I wanted to say, so ditto on that. Ted Japp gives his regrets. Can't be here today. He's sorry. As soon as you get the numbers, like you said, get your figures and everything, they will present it to the board. Ted Japp is our representative for this area, so we need to keep his name in there. I kept thinking the head of the boards, but no, we need to start with Ted. He's going to be our best promoter and bring it to the board, and he's the one that's going to vote on it, not Schumacher and I'm terrible at remembering names. And Winkler, yes. So
he's
him in the loop.
He's the main guy.
Well, he's our representative, so, yeah, we need to do proper procedure. Today,
yeah, he's elected, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
2 years ago.
With conviction, yes. That's right, he was on the ballot. Okay. Jeff Fields called me today. I have been trying to find a way to get the State Department of Roads involved. I know there's a way to change the classification from county to state, and I kept running into brick walls. Today, Jeff Fields called me, and he says it is called Recreational Road Program, and it has to be requested, and he didn't have the contact information, but once you request it, then the state will send it to him, and he will look at it and approve it, and then we can go on from there. He said the only thing, once it gets approved, they will they could pitch in, and he just threw out 25%, and I thought, oh my gosh, that would be wonderful, anything. So he can't know for sure, but he said, get your numbers and then we'll apply for this. Now, after we hung up, that was my first ray of hope. I contacted a couple members of the village of Hubbard, and Don Fisher is here sitting behind me, but I talked to Jason, and he emailed me the same information that Jeff Fields did, only he has the contact information. So I made a copy of that letter. It is Jody Gibson, and you send a letter of request, and the Village of Hubbard is in the process of doing that as well. So that will be two requests for the same area. I think you guys have a lot better chance. If you want to pass it around, or have to make copies of that. But that sounded something very promising. So I wanted to mention that, and also one other thing about the budget. From what I understand, this is a capital improvement project, and you've already mentioned this, but you have to comply with the LID, and this capital improvement project, from what I understand, is an exception in the restricted fund LID. So by doing this, you don't have to stay dormant. You can do a project, stay under the LID, and Marty had mentioned about it's not going to change the levy by too terribly much, which we're all in favor of not changing it much. And you have all done so well on keeping costs down. So you've been very conservative, and I appreciate that. But we don't want to go dormant either, so you do have to spend your money.
That's wisely. The word of the day, isn't it?
Dormant. It is.
Dormant.
It is. So with that being the exception in your restricted fund lid, getting that number down would help with your budgeting. And I think that's all I had. Oh, and the safety aspect. Kelly Scowhead wrote that letter. It's true. When you go up that hill headed south and there's all those ruts and holes and things, and I've seen them start to go to the left side, and there's going to be people coming downhill headed north, and it's going to be a, it could be an issue, and it just, safety bothers me.
You know, and I personally think, and of course it's a gamble, we know, you know, who's going to jump in bed with us on this deal, but I really think that if it would happen, I really think that I would hope to think that there would be somebody, some of these other entities that
there will be.
They did it
with the lake. They can do it with the road.
I really think so.
If you have Joan, she does so much research on that.
Well,
she'll find it out there.
Well, not only that, but it's going to take more than a Joan. It's going to take a Trudy. It's going to take a Vince. I mean, it's going to take a lot of people.
It's going to take a village.
It is. I mean, if something like this is going to, because you know what can happen.
Yeah.
You know what can happen. It can get done, and then guess what can happen. The word of the day, it could go dormant, and then nobody cares no more because it's done, unless you stay on top of people.
Oh, that's not going to happen. Well. Yesterday, there was so much traffic on that road. A person that lives right there told me that there wasn't a half hour that went by without somebody going one way or the other to the lake. It was very, very busy. And then I, of course, wanted to reiterate what Mr. Cramper had said, that the NRD has given $16,000 to $20,000. Drop this jewel in our lap.
Million.
And just gave it to us as a gift. We have it now. So we need to take care of it and use that, keep it as an asset. Those are my thoughts.
Okay.
Any questions for me?
Very clear. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trudy.
Lou wants in.
Huh? Lou, come on up. What'd she say? I didn't hear.
Spoken word. Should I trip her?
Who said that? I want your grandma.
Sorry, Trudy.
Hey. Welcome, Lou.
Good afternoon. I don't have a problem with economic development. It's important. And you'd already made a comment about whether it's going to happen or not, and that's whatever. But I just have to ask a question. The last meeting, what was the figures for the civil engineering? First of all, let me ask, is the county going to pay for all of this, starting off?
The engineering portion?
Yes.
That's what we're voting on today.
Okay. So last meeting, what was the figure that was discussed?
$46,120.
Okay. Yeah. And that's what's going to be paid to the engineering. So I guess my question is, in the STAR, it quotes here $30,000.
Well, that's the portion that'll be due before construction. After construction, then there'll be some more costs, but the preliminary design is $30,000. That's what you read.
Okay, but that doesn't say that, right?
I don't know. I don't remember. I do remember seeing the $30,000, but I knew what the $30,000 initially was.
Okay, yeah, okay.
That'll get us a price.
Number. That'll get us the ball rolling.
That's what we're after now.
Okay, but this is what it reads now. And the question is because I'm just wondering about the figures, you know? Okay, so here it says, the decision on whether to move forward with plans for engineering, surveying, and designing, which would cost an estimated $30,555, as stated at Monday's meeting, was postponed to the next Dakota County Commissioner meeting on May 7th. Okay, so it doesn't say anything about a portion. To me, it looks like that's all it's going to cost for.
Well, if we don't build it, that's all it costs.
That, That isn't what it says. It's referring to the meeting of last week.
We didn't write it in the papers. Okay.
Who wrote it?
Oh, well, look at her behind you. the gal, the blonde hair gal right there behind you.
So the point
of the matter is it was $46,000 and some change. And for us to get the ball rolling, it was going to be the $30,500.
Does not say that. It makes it look like that's all it is instead of
it doesn't matter.
46. Yes, it does. Now, just a minute, because that's, to me, it's deceiving. But let me read this before this comment. I would be scared to go into it alone, said Commissioner Scott Love. Now, I know this little reporter over here knows the difference between $45,000 or $46,000 and $30,000, and that $30,000 was never even discussed as far as I can remember.
Yeah.
It was.
If I
okay.
Take right here.
Well, that's my comment.
Okay.
Don is not outgoing. I don't know. Do you have any questions for the Village of Hubbard? I worked really hard to get somebody
Get Don prepped up here for a second. We're going to listen to Larry because you going to say something, Larry, or are you walking out the door? I thought maybe you were going to leave. I was thinking, Larry had enough.
But, Marty, you said it's not going to change my taxes any.
I didn't say it's not going to change it any.
How much an acre they're going to raise my taxes?
It depends. There's lots of things that are going to go into that mill levy.
Yeah.
So I can't give you that exact number till our. And we're still setting our budget for all the departments and stuff. So I can't give you that exact number because we're not to that point in the budget process.
Well, $30,000 probably wouldn't affect that at all.
No.
$30,000 right now. But if it was $830,000, then my taxes are about, what, $5 an acre more?
I don't think it'd be anywhere near that, but.
But it don't matter. But I just had lunch today with a guy in South Dakota. He's got ground every bit of good as the ground he's got here on Highway 20. And his tax is $26 over there and $76 over here. My taxes are $83 out there where I'm at.
Yeah, nobody's disputing that. I mean, Woodbury County, a lot of their ground
is cheaper than South Dakota. I was the same way. Everybody's got an answer why it is, but as far as I'm, it's not clear to me because we got more in this county. We have more industry than Union County ever thought of having. So,
and I don't know for sure, but I would guess that their county is a lot larger in area than ours.
Yeah, somewhat, yeah.
And that your tax base is going to be based, you know, kind of on the amount of ground that you can tax.
Well, I mean, you had the land value, and if you remember, Larry, that, you know, I used, you know, a few counties. I think it was it Douglas or Dodge County? I get them mixed around. Fremont. And then I think it was Seward or one of them counties down there or Wahoo or Dodge County. But anyways, used them in a similarity of the values, and they were double the values that we were with the same amount of people. You know, like I've said, and I've said this probably 50 times, I'll probably say another 50 times before I leave office here in the next, I knew the days the other day and I forgot, but anyways, but my point is we have a lot of people for as small as we are.
So then that should be more housing and more, you know, when people are paying $5,000-$6,000 a house. You know, in taxes, I mean, people are good than they have, you know.
Well,
you could put three houses on the same acre that's paying $70 to $80, and the house would be $15.
If you have Fremont, the same size of town as
South Dakota,
whatever it is, I think Fremont's bigger. But my point is they got twice the land values. I mean,
well, I know
like we were like 1.6, they're like 3.5, you know. I mean, they're over double.
In taxes?
And the values of the land.
Oh.
The values of the land. Because the county is we're just going by population. If you do a similar county, the same population as what Dakota County is, their land values are over twice because they're a big county. And like I said before, we have a whole different animal with Sioux City being right beside us.
And people are good too, except, you know, you get to some of the other counties that are 20,000 people out in the center of Nebraska, and they might have a jail population of 15 people a day, and we have 20,000 people, and we have 115 people a day. Yeah. And to run that animal, you know, is an expensive proposition, too.
I went over to Cedar County and seen George, I don't know if Bill and I did, and you know how many people they had in jail over there? One. One guy.
Pretty honest people out there, huh?
I don't know why he was there. He didn't seem like he didn't seem like he needed to be there. Well, what he did. But.
You know that.
Yeah. Anyway, if we can spend $30,000 for this deal, how come we ain't got the money to finish the bridge southwest of Hogan? It was done last year, and it's yet to be used. I mean, the weeds are growing up. So, if $30,000 ought to finish it up, maybe we could take that money and do that right away.
Was it the one southwest of the southwest of?
Yeah, the one that built that $400,000 bridge. Is up
Perker Bridge.
Yeah.
Is that the one out on two?
This would be the ideal time to have it open. The farmers are all like lousy.
It's close.
Well, yeah.
It has to be pass inspection.
It's never been finished, no guardrail, no grade work done. So I guess we must be worse broke than I thought. Thanks, Lieutenant.
Okay, who's next? We're going to move on pretty quick, like here. I'm starting to get
questions for the village of Hubbard. Donnie is on the board, and they've been discussing Avenue, and I don't know if you want to know how they're going.
You know what? I would like to know, because I know that I vaguely talk to Jason every now and again about what the village has going on. Is that correct?
Yeah.
I think that you guys were looking from the highway to the bridge or to the county village line. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so where do you guys stand at with that right now?
Well, right now we're on a hold because the property owners own 51% of that, so.
And they don't want to pay for it.
They don't want to pay for it. The other deal we're having is that Granny's ditch that runs down Popular Street runs into the field.
The dip.
To the east. That's where we're trying to, we have to fix that first before we can worry about any paving.
Is that a big project to fix?
It is going to be a big project, yeah. So we met with John Krause and Chris, somebody from Blair, come up.
Okay.
Told us, give us some ideas, told us we need to meet with our engineer and get some cost figures down on that. That there might be some money to them guys to help with that too. So,
if you had to guess, sitting on this the board of the village of Hubbard, what's the chances on a percentage of this being of getting done? Do you feel? I mean, just your feeling. Obviously, you can't speak for the whole board, but I mean, is it a 50% go you guys are thinking, or I mean, and I heard about the landowners, you know, yeah, to the one side that are saying there's no way that they're going to be,
yeah,
you know, taxed on this or as a paving project, and they pay so much a year for so many years. Is that how it was going to be structured?
Yeah. Well, right now, so we're trying for this ditch, and we're just in the process of getting with our engineer, getting some figures, but we're gung-ho on that because that's a problem, whether the road is way it is now or getting paved. So
when you say, what kind of money have you got, or are you just thinking to get that fixed, that dip, whatever that ditch or that drainage is? I mean, are you talking a couple hundred grand, 150,000, or I mean, what?
Probably 150, 100 grand.
You know, I'm just throwing that number out.
I haven't got really the figure on it yet.
Right.
But they said they could get help with the right-of-way going through the field, you know, the drainage to the creek, and what's got to be done in that area there.
So here, this is the way I look at it, okay? As on the county standpoint, I look at it as, okay, let's just say, for instance, if we get the engineering, if it does happen, okay, there's a lot of ifs here, but if it does happen, and then all of a sudden it doesn't happen for, you know, for the village of Hubbard, you know, what, there's two ways to look at that. Okay, it's going to be a bad deal,
yeah,
okay, for everyone, because there's going to be a paved road and X amount of gravel with a dip or whatever the case may be, or that's going to push, you know, the people to say, hey, look at, you know, we got this
this mile the county did, you know, and here we are. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's kind of a...
Motivator. Well, they should be coordinated.
Well, the landowner right now that owned that land, he died. So I think the family's in process of going to sell that. So I don't know what the next people are going to be required to do. We won't know until that takes a hold. But like I said, we just met the last meeting Thursday, and we're going to go gung ho on this ditch for right now and see where we stand from there.
Good. So how many, do you know roughly how many feet it is from 35 to the county proportion? I mean, I drove it many times, but I just...
About 600 feet.
That's all it is, 600 feet?
Yeah. Get the ball diamond.
Yep.
And then the...
Does it go past Jason's house?
Just to the south side a little bit.
Just a little bit to the south side of his house. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
So...
All right. Any,
I was just here to see what you guys are planning on doing, and I can go back and tell these guys that, you know, we need it.
Well, stay tuned. You'll find out here.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I've got time for one more.
Come on down.
So, I think Marty already clarified this. We're still just talking about the fees, right? We're not even talking about the expense of the road or anything here down the road.
No. Okay. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know until we get the numbers and we share it, right? Okay. Just a couple of other things to look at from a number perspective. The millions of dollars that were spent to put the lake in came from a levy that Papio has. Those are taxpayer dollars. We already paid for the dang thing. As just so everybody's perfectly clear on that. What the return on investment thing, I think, is a dead point. I think you've all already addressed that. This is a luxury ticket item, and it would be nice to have, and it would help with our budgeting. So I understand that. But we also got to understand, as part of the decision, is those acres taken off were farmable acres at the prime of our market and our $8 corn. We lost millions of tax revenue already. So you got to think of it that way, too. So this isn't, it was paid for by taxpayer dollars. They levy a tax. They took taxable property off of our books, keeping our values down. So just to be, and I, like I said, I am not for or against it. I'm just real passionate now because it's budget time. So we're all just a little bit sensitive. But I just want to make sure everybody has the evidence. This isn't anything to do with return on investment. I don't care what people say because from my perspective, I have not seen one check come into the county for this. I know who does collect checks on it, and I've got a letter from the Game and Parks that was provided to me saying they weren't going to help pay for it initially. But it sounds like Trudy's got those people just about wrangled in, so which is good. So not for it or against it, but let's just all be clear. It's a luxury item. Tax dollars built it. We are losing tax dollars for land that's out of circulation that could be farmed. So let's just kind of a number thing for everybody. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Can I just add one thing? Jeff is correct, but the taxes from the NRD gets is for a very large area. It goes clear down to Omaha. And they were going to get that money anyway. They have their set budget. They didn't ask for more. And a lot of times the money gets spent in Omaha. This is one time that they did spend it up here. So that didn't change anybody's taxes. I just wanted to make that part clear. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just lost tax revenue.
It changes taxes when it takes tax value off the books.
Yes.
Millions. And that's not value, that's revenue. Millions.
Yeah. Okay.
Just one other point.
And when I say taxpayer, I mean every person in the state of Nebraska has to write a check. I don't care where Papio collects it from. It could come from me, it could come from my brother. I don't care. They're using tax dollars to build something for the people. I think we just, and if we lose sight of that, we're not being fair to ourselves when we make this decision. The 30 grand, I say we're crazy if we don't pay for the engineering to see what this will cost. Because it is a great idea.
Amen to that.
But it's a luxury item. And I just want to make sure so everybody quits talking about return on investment. We're never going to see enough of this to pay for the land we lost.
Just as another thought here, when you build it, they will come. And if it is paved road there, I can almost guarantee there's going to be houses. Now, houses put a lot more taxes than farmland does. So it's in the time, it might take a few years, but it's going to happen. It has all over. I don't know why it wouldn't here. But it needs this somebody to get it started, and I think you guys are the right ones to do it.
The one thing that, go ahead, you go ahead.
One thing with,
you gotta get up there and say who you are.
Oh, I'm Jenna Adam.
Up there.
In Bristol.
So just,
Jan Adam. The money that that NDR collects, and it's a huge area, for the past few years, the projects that have gone on in Omaha have been obscene. And now I'm going to say obscene, and I can describe them in detail. This was the first thing that they have really done up here. That's the first time that our tax money was actually used up here. And I think that we need to maximize it and make this a place, a destination.
Where do you live, can I ask?
Hubbard.
Okay.
The one thing that you know that hasn't gotten very much play in the whole thing is the flood portion of it too, because that thing is, that bluff is flooded for the last 150 years, and if they can avoid that, knowing a number of guys that farm in that area and not being able to farm, you know, for years, when that thing floods, it takes that water floods there, and it migrates all the way across that bottom. And Larry can attest that water, when it floods through there, it'll raise that water level. It'll come all the way along right down 164th Street in those road ditches, and it'll take a whole summer for that flood to work its way out of that bottom ground. And you know, if they can avoid that, that does make some of that more valuable.
Okay, listen, this is what I'm going to do. If we're done, I'm going to get this party started, okay? Because I think that we've all heard enough. If the board has anything else to say quick here.
Just one thing. Do I think it should be done? Absolutely it should be done. Do I think it's the right time? Absolutely not. We all talk exceptions and everything, but can we afford it right now? I'm on the budget committee. We're faced. And I'm going off in a few months. It'd be easy for me to say yes, but I am fiscally responsible. And I don't think it's the right time. Plain and simple.
Yeah, I agree with Bill on that. I've got a couple concerns. I've talked to the taxpayers and, you know, farmers in the area, and it's hard for me to justify paving M Avenue for tourists when we've got roads in the county that the farmers can't drive their trucks on.
Like M Avenue?
No, like 164th. And E and F that have weight limits, and farmers can't drive on them. So it's hard for me to justify to them why I'm going to pave M Avenue for tourists when the taxpayers can't even use the roads that they pay for. So I think.
Why are those weight limitations on 164?
Bridges.
That's 164th doesn't have a bridge, does it?
There's no bridge on 164th.
Oh, why are they on there? Are the roads not in good enough shape to support that weight, or is it done all of the traffic coming in out of the elevator?
That shouldn't matter.
That shouldn't matter. The street was never built correctly. There's no ditches for the most part once you get past the housing area.
There's
water stands in the ditches, softened up the road bed.
Because of the flood.
Traffic at all will destroy that road. And the county would never be able to maintain it because they couldn't maintain the road going to the Tyson Lagoon with IBP back then. There were holes in half the size of this room in the middle of the road. As a matter of fact, several of them. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even drive my four-wheel drive pickup down there, but Bryce Anders' trucks had to get in there and get the sludge out. And two tankers that hauled chemical into the sewage treatment plant had to use that road. So what other option was it? We couldn't grade it, couldn't fix it, had to pave it across from $1 million. See, the county people cannot get it in their head. You got to do general maintenance regularly. You can't just do it once a month and expect the road to stand up.
So that road was paved to get trucks in and out of the elevator. I know it's not convenient to drive an extra 4 miles to get a truck into an elevator, but no amount of money is going to make that road where you're going to run them trucks down there.
Matter of fact, your road your road just a little piece of road. It needs to be elevated and fixed, isn't it? It's been that way forever.
Since Mellis Beach was Mellis Beach.
Yeah.
Is it 160th or 162nd?
About the backside. The backside from 110 across to the backside there. Oh, to Albanicious's?
Yeah.
Gravel pit. That's the minimum maintenance road there?
No, the paved road that goes to Cargill.
No, yeah.
No. I'm talking about 162nd Street or 160th.
Well, open up the.
Is the one that Mark has is
right. Yeah,
I think grinder
60th.
Oh yeah.
That handles trucks all day long.
Yeah. What's that?
That handles trucks all day long. 160th.
So the truckers that can't use that 164th, their complaint is that they don't want to drive the extra 4 miles to get to the elevator.
Their concern is the intersection at 77th going on to 164th. I'm getting a lot of complaints that they're saying that's not safe. If we're going to talk safety for going down M Avenue and making a turn, we need to address other safety.
Well, then, yeah, and you should have an engineering study, and as law enforcement, maybe you guys are the ones that would start that.
And this is the other thing that I look at, too, okay?
Sure.
This is the other thing I look at. And listen, I understand farmers, when it comes to hauling time, grain time, filler up, rock and roll across the county roads, and I get it. I mean, the more they can haul at one time, the less trips they got to make. And we've been down this road before when we've had when we shut that down for a weight limit years ago, the dust control, and of course the traffic can turn it up. And what was it, 1988, 1989? Whatever it was, that when the county spent the jewel to get that hard surface to go into Cargill, and that was the whole purpose of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the truck traffic. And I understand the 77 and turning in and out of there and the traffic coming. I know it's busy. I get it. But unfortunately, we all know there's not a perfect world, unless you're Lou Franco. I love it.
Is this a project that we can do this year?
To me, this is a project that the engineering fees, to my recollection, by talking to Fred, is very inexpensive to see if we can get this ball rolling and to see where it takes us. Okay. Does it have to happen this year? I would assume that, they get out there, they give us a dollar amount, they're going to probably want to get rolling on it, is what they're going to probably want to do. And if we could do that, and bust it up between, a couple different budget years to make things happen, correct, Joan?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a way to look at it.
In theory, if you put it in the levy and you collect the dollars to do it, we will get the dollars in May of 19 and August of 19, which would be two different budgets. That's when we would actually get the dollars that we budgeted.
Real quick, Vincent, let me say something real quick here. As the 7 years before this year, I was not on the budget committee, but, Joan and Bill and myself, and even when Rick was around, we sat down countless hours going over budgets, trying to figure it out. All the elected officials, did what they had to do to cut back. And, we got with Nancy, from the city. Joan and I sat down and talked to her, Bill, just because, she was in this position at one time. She's very sharp. She handles the city stuff, and it was giving us ideas of trying to what we could and could not do, or what were we missing, what was going on. So then, of course, we all know that Joan, took the day, and she had a meeting with down at the state auditor's office, and she went down there, and that's probably one of their biggest concerns was, the capital improvements that, that we ain't doing enough to make the county better and to be able to pass on, with our mill levy to be where it was at. It was like the dollar amount was crazy where we were at and what other counties were initially, trying to do to make. So I just wanted to throw that out there. But anyways, go ahead, Vince.
Just
point that the first thing we need is the engineer's report. If the costing around that $30,000 was more or less, it'd make that much difference. We need to do that before these other groups, the state, the game.
No, absolutely. That was the last thing discussed. That was the last thing that was discussed with those people. Yep. Well, this is what I'm going to do. And we're just going to see where this goes. Okay, it might go good, it might go bad, who knows? Okay, for all the people that want it or the people that don't want it. So, myself, I'm going to make a motion, okay, to approve a contract between Dakota County and the civil engineers for the dollar amount of $30,000.
Well, you're going to approve the contract.
Going to approve the contract.
For $46,000.
But, now, correct me if I'm wrong, if we decide not to do, if it does not happen, it's only going to cost us the $30,555, or roughly right there, correct?
Yes.
But the total contract was the 46. I don't have it in front of me, the 46,000. But I'm going to make a motion to approve the contract to get the ball rolling, to see where we're at, so we can get with all these other entities. And I firmly believe with the right people on board that want this done are going to push. And I think that. $46,120 is what it is.
That's for the design.
That's for the design.
We're not voting that this is going to happen. We're voting that we're going to do the design of it.
The design.
So other people can decide if they're going to become part of the project.
Correct. Okay, that's my motion.
I'll second that motion.
Just one.
Okay, so hold on. He seconded the motion.
All right.
Well, listen, I'm moving. What do you want to say?
That's my point. You're going to vote on 46,000, but how can you put 30 in the paper?
Okay, listen to me.
We didn't publish the paper, though.
Listen to me. This is the deal, okay? And I'm going to say it as clear as I possibly can. It's $46,120.
Okay,
that's what it is.
Okay.
Now, for the initial, for them to come out and to give us a price, it's $30,555, okay? So if we move on and we go to the next phase and we're going to do this, okay, the difference from 46.5 to the 30,005, we will end up paying that difference. That is the actual total bill. But the initial cost for them to come out and to give us a dollar amount is $30,555.
So if the project doesn't go forward, it'll be that $30,000 and change. If we decide to go forward, we'll be responsible for that other $16,000, roughly $16,000.
Suppose it don't happen for 2 years, do they say, well, we can't honor that staking figure because our labor is so much higher?
And it's going to go up.
That was my question.
Without a doubt, it hasn't gone up.
Why even put the staking in there? The project ain't going up. I mean, it might happen, it might not happen. Assuming it don't happen for two years.
Well, I guess what we can do is levy for it and we'll make it happen.
Why not do the 30 and be done with it? And later on, give us a design when I see that.
Marty second. I got a motion by myself, second by Marty. Call roll, please, Joan.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott. Bill?
No.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
No.
Okay, it's motion carried, and it's going to happen. So
thank you very much.
Phase one is going to happen of the engineering part. Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous here. We got Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent. He's not here. We have his road report in front of us somewhere. I had it. I'll play the Fred role real quick. 236 hours, April 22nd to May 5th. No overtime, trees and debris removal, 34 hours. Bridge maintenance, East Sarpy was 8.5, mowing 0, garbage pickup 7, gravel 170 hours, which is 2,283 Class A tons, 0.38 tons, and then we got 323.36 tons of the three-quarter clean. Sign repair 72 hours, and then four road concerns, grading on 152nd, and then gravel on Ellis M Avenue and 260th. And I hope you have no questions for Fred, because that's all I know. Okay, we're going to move on to B, Sheriff Kleinberg Jail Report. Sheriff, welcome.
Good afternoon, folks. So, May 7th, 2018, jail report. We had averaged about 98 county inmates, federal 14, juveniles 0.03, 112 in-house. Calendar average, 11 federal, 89 inmates, and 100 in-house. And so, April marshals brought in 21,734, ICE 10,501, and other would be 260. I think that must have been BIA. And just in April, for the feds, we brought in 32,000 just in the month of April, which is good. So fiscal, 149,000, ICE, 81,000, and fiscal federal is 231,833. So just for the fun of it, I brought up last year's May report, and we've doubled our federal, our out-of-county contracts. We're bringing in probably about, just in the month of April, about 10 grand, and last year it was two. So we've really picked up on some of these out-of-counties, and I thought that when Thurston County opened their jail, we were going to lose people to them, but actually, no, these sheriffs are still bringing them here, and I think it has to do with the fact that here, they don't have to transport their inmates as much because we have medical staff, mm-hmm. and it saves them
a lot of money.
Having to have an officer come up.
And, yeah. I don't think if I raise the price, it's really going to offset because we're farther away than what she is. Mm-hmm. But just that medical. I know that Boyum and Cumming County and Burke County, both of them have said that to me. Hey, it's a lot easier for us because we're not driving back and forth transporting inmates. So that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. The downside is ACH. We got a new doctor, and he seems to think everybody needs to go to the hospital.
Really?
So this morning I said, well, why do we need you then? So I'll find out in a couple of days on that comment how that comes back bites me in the ass, I'm sure. But we're doing all right on the budget in the jail, which we're doing actually better than we were last year. We're right at. I wish I could say the same for the sheriff's budget, but so we're costing about the same thing as we was last year. We're a little bit more, about $60 a day per inmate, which is better than it was last month, which was about $70 a day per inmate. Again, that comes with all the medical expenses. Each one of these inmates in that jail costs crazy amount of medical costs. So other than that, our population's staying about the same. We're pretty full. We're staying there, but a lot of it isn't just our county inmates now. We're housing for other county inmates. Kevin brokered a deal with the marshals, and I haven't talked to him yet, but we done a deal where their local transports, when we take them up to the federal courthouse, they'll give us more inmates if we waive that cost. So that's about $87 to drive them over there and back is what we collect from that. But if we get five or six more inmates, it way offsets that cost. So I said, hey, I'm happy to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last meeting, I think we did our jail tour, mm-hmm. and I think the only way that we're going to get, we all talked about this, is just telling the feds, hey, we're going to hold you 20, 25 beds, okay? And you know as well as I do, because we can keep sitting there saying they want kind of a commitment. They want kind of a commitment. I think we got to give them a number. Now, correct me if I'm wrong at any time. If you got to give them a certain number, and if we do get in trouble, okay, even if we had to
house out of county with our own prisoners?
Right.
Yeah, because we make more, a little more money off of.
Right. But I'm just saying that there would be more of a full-time thing where, you know, the county stuff is, you know, would fluctuate up and down. And obviously if it became a problem, you know, then we'd have to readjust. But I think that you need to come up with a solid number.
And I'm with you on that. We can house them in there. But here's the issue with that, Scott. When we start housing in another county, we're not just taking up bed space. We got to figure what it costs to transport these people back and forth to court and stuff.
Right.
We got to think of what it costs for not having medical staff at another closer jail. And we got to, they come up with medical problems, so we're driving down there. I'm not opposed to doing that, but I don't want to trip over, you know, a dollar to pick up a dime.
I understand.
I think that we can, with some adjustments, we can get these feds in here. And I know that the 287G program, just the fact of doing that, has opened us up to some. I mean, they're much more willing to work with us now. So those transports alone, because I put a 500-mile radius on those, so we're they're asking Randy and I, they're asking us to transport them further, like Grand Island and stuff. And we do make pretty good. Randy was just on a trip last week. It took him all over. That was all paid. Just for ICE alone. That wasn't even the marshal. So we don't have a larger jail within the state of Nebraska that I can take a lot of inmates to. Now, Shelley does have, or Thurston County does have some room up there, but that's the closest jail here. You know, so we're not talking a whole lot of people.
Right, I understand.
But if I can do that, I'll fill it up. I have no problem with that.
And that makes sense. I guess I never seen that side of you know, the expenses and the, you know, running back mm-hmm. and forth to court and, you know, the medical standpoint of it. I just think there's another jail like ours just right down the road.
Yeah. It is. I just took an inmate up to Dixon County today. Traded off with them for a couple days.
If we had 25 federal prisons over the last 12 months, how many of those 12 months would we have had to farm a county prisoner out? Would we ever have had to?
Gosh, that's a hard question. Yeah, there's a couple of months in there we would have had to, especially last year at this time. You know, since we sat down and talked with everybody, I think that done some good. Because I think some of that stuff, yeah, we've been doing good. I don't think we would have had to. Mm-hmm. So my issue now is, you know, jail standards drills it in your head. Sheriff, don't fill your jail up.
Yeah.
So I fill my jail up, which what financially the county needs to do, but I don't have any bed space left. So if something crazy happens out of Tyson or something, right. mm-hmm. I need a place to put 10, 15 people. I have no place to put them if my jail's full. Mm-hmm. So I understand that's a safe way to go at it. We don't really do that here. We're hoping, cross our fingers, something crazy, catastrophic, doesn't happen like that.
What if it would? What's your alternative?
We don't really have one. What's a contingency plan? I don't know. Get some trailers out here.
I mean,
Woodbury County, we can't even take them over state lines to house them, because I don't know if there's a jail around here that isn't. Sounds like Crandon has some room.
Who does?
Or Cedar County.
Cedar County.
Oh. I think it was only one cell, though, they had.
Yeah, they had two bags.
But, you know, they can take a couple write-ups. I'm right at my limit right now. I can't take any more. But there's some other issues. I've got one of my cell blocks. I got a half-an-inch crack where I just noticed when I was in that cell that's coming right down both sides where the block meets the concrete slab. There's stuff in that jail I have to do maintenance-wise. The leaking of the showers, we got that down quite a bit, but it's still rusting all that iron out. I got to get up there and get all that scraped and get it painted. I have to get the jail painted. You know, a lot of that has to do with I can't paint with oil-based paint like that with the full inmates. So I have to get down in population to do something to renovate some of them things, and I haven't even started painting yet. I don't even have the money to buy paint. I'm right at budget. So,
is there... Did we use all that money up that was on the sales tax?
Not quite.
She has said that, and I've kind of, you know.
I didn't even say that. That's more of a secret. That's kind of a. Okay.
But that, I don't even consider that, Scott, only because
I know.
If something crazy happens.
Right, it's emergency business stuff. I get it.
I try to get it in the budget, but every year the budget either goes down or something happens,
right,
and I never can fit it in there.
I appreciate that. Okay, any questions for the sheriff?
I just want to say I appreciate you and your staff, you know, going out and looking for a way to house extra inmates, because the predicament we're in, it sure makes a difference to the bottom line of the county.
You got to ask me about the tower.
The deer stand?
I got to say something publicly about the tower.
Is that a deer stand or a tower beside it? Because I've got a 200-foot tower, and when I drove in, I'm not the sharpest tack in the box, but that's no 200-foot. Half the tower.
It's a 120-foot tower that they couldn't pay for all of it, so they took the half.
They couldn't take the bottom half.
You know, what happened with that is they're consulting.
What happened?
It was supposed to cost the county money. Okay, so I had meetings with FiberCop. When we read through that contract, there were some things in there that was a little hokey because they got it awful fast. Well, what... I'm sure Mr. Cramper is gone now, but because we're in a flight path, so anything under 200 feet, you don't have to light and worry about, but because we're in the flight path here...
200 feet or more, you got to buy it up.
Yeah, which we got an old one that's going to fall down over here, I guarantee you, any time now.
When's that going to be able to be removed?
I can get it removed right now for a couple $100.
Yeah, you need to do that, because if we don't need it, because I know our insurance company doesn't like it.
I know, because it's going to fall down. Yeah. It hasn't been inspected. It hasn't been tightened.
So, yeah.
Are you climbing it like the old days?
You know what? I will to get it out of there.
I would definitely get that handled if you would, please.
But I'll be right behind you, sweetheart.
No, you want to be behind me. I'll be
Will you handle it?
I sure will. I'll bring it to the board. I already talked to a couple guys for it. We'll get it down probably for the tower. Most of the big tower guys don't want it, but.
Mm-hmm. So when's the rest of the tower happening?
It's going to be a couple months. It's going to be a couple months because they have to go through all these hoops. So they have to go through the EPA when it has to do with, just like you did out here with the same thing that went on with the project Dakota City did.
Water treatment plant.
With the water treatment plant. All the hoops you got to jump through, and the feds won't approve it until they go through all that. He got the licensing, but he didn't. Do in that flight path, so now he's got to go through all that.
So how did you overlook that?
Yeah, how could you overlook that?
It's on us. So the deal we talked about is rather than him charging us the 30, 40 grand, I said 30, 40 grand we don't have, number one. Number two, if it was 30, 40 grand that we had to come up with, we wouldn't even have contacted you. We'd put our own microwave pop in. We wouldn't need it. So he said, okay. He's going to come back with another deal to help him recoup the costs. Remember, 50% of whatever they hang on that tower, we get the revenue after so long. He wants to know if he can hold that off to try to recoup some of his costs in getting this done. I figure we're not out of anything. If we wouldn't have made the deal, it's not costing us any money either way.
Thanks, so, Zero Unit.
I'll get that down pat, and I'll bring it back, and I'll get on the agenda for that. But that's why the half tower's down. And, Kim, you got an antenna on this one, don't you? You're not using that no more? Because that was the last remaining antenna that was live on that tower is your internet antenna.
Ours?
Yeah.
Or extension?
Yeah, you should be coming off the network now, right?
Should be.
So there's nothing on that tower that needs to stay up for. Okay, I'll get it.
That was my next question is, since wherever we're at, everything is good to go down, I mean, at any time.
Couple snips, she's down.
Perfect. All right, sounds Timber. Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate it. Okay, Jeff Curry, assessor. Requesting to approve a contract between... Really, is that time of year again for the commercial stuff?
Yeah.
Do we have a lot of them already or not?
I mean, we're done with the big expensive stuff. Well, except for one more week or so. They had to come back. I found some stuff I didn't like. So, yeah, I sent that in. I think, Kim, did you get a chance to look at it, too? I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
I started reading it, and I glossed over, kept falling asleep about page 3, couldn't get past it. So,
how many do you think we're going to have? Do we have any idea?
How many?
Yes. On the commercial side? When will you know? What's their deadline?
We're going to be printing change of value. I've got, after the next meeting, we're going to start sending out our change of value notices. So we'll know within probably a week of that. So we'll know the first week of June.
First week of June, we'll know.
We'll have a really good idea. So this maintenance deal here with these guys is, this is bringing Joe and Ron and Jared and Jameson back in to do the pickup work, the sales review, the stats, the basically maintenance to keep up everything that we just did over the 3 years is what this is going to be for. So I wanted to get it in front of you guys so you can look at it. I look at it as it's probably going to range. It depends on what our fallout is from the reappraisal. It'll probably start out a little more expensive and just work its way down. But I'm thinking about 30 grand a year is about what it's going to cost us to have those guys in here.
Better than 200 grand.
Yeah, better than having, you know, try to hire. You can't hire an appraiser. I mean, we can't hire anybody for that to do the amount of work that has to be done with it. So, and it's not a ton. I think they built this based on the hour, but I'll manage that. They're going to have 150 to 200 parcels to review every year. We average, they'll probably, it's usually under 100, but we'll probably have them review 50 sales and then maybe 20 building permits. And
the legislation bill that they were trying to go from, what, 5 or 6 years down to 3 years, did you just say something about that?
No, I did. I missed you.
Wasn't there like a...
Yeah, they were trying to pass legislation to cut us from 6 to 3. Last I heard, it didn't make it.
Okay. And it's not that, it's not lingering out there still?
I think it's something
it's over,
that was attached
done?
To a governor.
Are they?
I think they killed
sure
it.
Sure, much
so.
Pay against state
yeah. They'll try to bring it back maybe that next year. But so that's what the contract's for, and I don't know if you guys had a chance to read it, but I mean, I'm not in a huge hurry to get it approved or anything, so if you guys want a chance to read it and bring me back and ask me questions, that's fine. As well, it's up to you guys. I didn't touch it. That's not me.
No. Okay.
And then I think we should build. Does he need more jail space? Should we turn the fire station into a jail for him, an overflow jail?
That's
just for the ice and the, I don't understand anything.
Okay.
About it,
all right. Any questions? Any questions before we approve this and get this rolling for Jeff? I think it's pretty cut and dry. Average Joe will be here, right?
Yep, Average Joe's going to be here.
Love that guy. All right, I'll make a motion to approve a contract between Dakota County Tax Evaluation, Inc. for the commercial assessment maintenance. That's my motion. Second it? Okay, I got a motion by myself and a second by Kevin. Will you call roll, please?
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, thanks, Jeff.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Dee, we're going to approve, we need to approve resolution 18C-005 to transfer the funds over expenditure probation budget and the amount of, you guys ready for this? Yeah, they went over budget. Ready? $220,000.50. Wow. Oh, I added a few zeros. $20.50.
Put that in the star.
Yeah, don't put that in the star, please. Where's Lou at? I don't want to confuse him. Oh, dang it. No, I have nothing.
$20.50.
So, anyways, resolution 18C.
Resolution 18C-005, the amount of.
I second it.
Okay, Marty's going to second that bad boy. So, we got Bill.
You can go with that.
Motion.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay, Commissioner, committee reports. Hey.
A week ago, there was emergency management training deal down at the Dakota City Fire Hall.
Thanks for covering that, too.
Scott was going to, he had went down and got us a dump truck, and I went and talked to them, and a great bunch of volunteers that were in, and they're, if we have a catastrophe, they're the trained volunteers that help to disseminate all the volunteers that come in and say we have a tornado or a flood or something like that. So a bunch of people there on their days off volunteering their time, so I thought that was a really nice deal. And that night, I got to meet with the Veterans Oversight Committee and at the Legion Hall in South Sioux. Great bunch of guys. They had a couple of guys that were timing out at the same time, so they just wanted to know if they could rework their session schedule a little bit. I talked to Joan, and they're going to get one put together by the time we have our next meeting and present it to Joan. And they are also selling raffle tickets for stakes, and they use that money that they make to... currently, we have 18 veterans in the two nursing homes in Dakota County. Twice a year, they go down and put $50 in their account for the veterans that are in our nursing homes, and I think that's a great deal. So they do that.
Nice. Yep, thank you. It's like Marty said, I thank you for covering for me, because I had an engagement with Deanna to go welcome those people, and I've done it before, and they are they're a good bunch of people. They're kind of like all family, though. It's kind of a little bit creepy. But anyways, Fred and I and my brother went down to Lincoln after we had the approval up to $20,000 to buy a dump truck. And we went down there for the day, and we found a 2006 Sterling. And I think it had like 180,000 miles, roughly, give or take, on it. And it's a tandem axle, and it had the heavy-duty front end with the big tires, whatever. I can go into a lot of, but it was a very clean truck. Had the Mercedes engine in it, which very familiar with the Mercedes motor. With the 180,000 miles, we did a lot of phone calling while we were there on the VIN number to double check,
you know, previous warranty work and all of the above. My brother did, so I want to thank, you know, Bill told me, make sure you thank your brother for taking the day, and he drove the truck back, and it's air ride, it was cab air, I mean, there was more things, it was better than what we thought it was going to be. He said it drove great, so, yeah, we did well, so.
How tight. Something goes in our way.
I know it. Something did. Yeah. As long as it stays together, right? As long as nobody tips it over.
Don't be crashing them just to get new good ones.
Yeah, no doubt. But anyways, we did well. And then I think while we were there, you know, and if anybody ever has a chance to go to one of those auctions, it's pretty crazy because, I mean, this was not an auction. I mean, they take the first X amount of weeks and let the government entities like cities and counties to do this, but they're having an auction, I think, on May 16th, and they have a lot that's clear full of cars. And you guys probably recognize it of how many different types of state vehicles there are, but you wouldn't think that there's a Durango or a Neon or, you know, I mean, every kind of vehicle that you can think of, you know, the state has, you know. So this parking lot's clear full of all these vehicles, and we ended up buying a water tanker that we were looking for, I think for like $500 or something, and then we got another a fuel tank barrel with the actual pump and all of the above on it for I think it was like $750 or $1,000 or something. But Fred said the one over in Emerson, you know, it's one of those deals you don't want to pass up on. But anyways, so yeah, we did well. It was a fun day. You know, the thing is, it was halfway. It was cold here. It was nice down there. So I take off, kind of dressed the way I am right now, and I didn't have a coat or nothing. Get down there, and it was raining, and the wind was blowing, and they don't let you drive on the parking lot. Okay, I drove in like I own the place, and here comes a guy. Here comes Barney Five. Barney Five ran me out, and then I had to walk up in there, and I about froze. But anyways, it was very cold that day. But anyways, it went well. Okay, any other? Okay, we're going to move on to mail emergency business. Looks like we have Simcoe Highway 20 corridor study on May 23rd at 6 p.m. and correction bill.
See you there.
You bet. I'm going to ride with you, so you pick me up. We'll fly over there. We can find an airport. I think there's a golf course right there.
There you go.
Okay, public comment. Anybody from the public want to say anything here before we adjourn? Okay, we are adjourned. Our next regular meeting is going to be held on May 21st, 2018. Thanks, everyone, for coming.
424.
Yeah, 424.
You got it. Lord have mercy. Well, I wish I did. I don't even know.